This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey guys, it's Patty.
And Kath.
And Eli.
Got some big news for you. September 25th at 10 p.m. here at Stand Up New York. It's 78th and Broadway in New York City. We're going to be doing our first ever What a Time to Be Alive stand-up showcase. It's going to be the three of us hosting, and we're going to have some of our favorite comics in New York doing the show.
Yep. It's going to be real fun. It's a Tuesday night, right after we record, so we'll be real silly.
We're still locking down the lineup and stuff like that, but it's going to be good. And so we're just sort of saying this as like, if you want to come, we're going to be doing a show there. Now I'm doing it bad.
Save the date. We'll have a promo code for listeners, and we hope to see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Folks, how's everybody doing? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things every week that make you say the title of the podcast. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
I really screwed
no,
up,
I was going
to
say two thoughts. First, these are pods. They're not they're not critical. I think that would be a very good T-shirt. Is one that says the only podcast that makes you say the name that make counts the things that makes you say the name of the podcast.
Just
like
all
really long.
Huge test.
Yeah. And also, I think in the past it would have been funny if we changed all of our last names to Krasenstein for an intro. Like, I'm Patrick Krasenstein.
It's too late now.
Do you want to do it again? No, we're already rolling.
No. We'll change it in post.
Clip it, Shelby. Stitch it together. We're not going to give you samples, though. You're just going to have to clip syllables and
that's right.
Build it.
We'll each say one of the three. So I'll go Krass.
What are...
In.
Oh, in.
Steen.
There we go. So we can just do that. We'll each have that.
It's like the Budweiser frogs.
Yeah, that's right.
This is really weird because we're not wearing headphones today.
Yeah, we're doing... We're doing unprotected podcasting right now.
I like that every...
I feel nude.
Yeah, I like that every time there's like a complication in recording, we're so uncomfortable with it that we call it out within 30 seconds of starting. Like, okay, here's what's happening.
We can't deal with change.
It's off. We know it's off. We're sorry. It's important to be fully transparent here. Yeah, that's also why I blew the opening. It's entirely because of that, not because of anything else.
You know when, like, sometimes you're doing, like, a shitty mic or something, and the microphone doesn't work, and everybody holds the microphone anyway?
Yep.
I feel like I might do that with headphones. Like, I might just put them on, even though they don't work. And then I just can't hear you guys.
Have you ever done it? I mean, I'm sure you have, like, have you ever done a show where they don't have a mic, and they're like, it's a small room. And you're just like...
Yeah, and I'm like, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah, I immediately start doing, like, TED Talk. I'm just, like, steepling my fingers and, like, you know that.
That's why everybody holds it when it doesn't work. Because you just need, like... something.
It's like in 30 Rock when he's holding the two coffee mugs.
Yeah.
When Jack can't do the...
That's why. Are you guys stand guys? Either of you stand guys?
Like the
mic stand?
Club? Oh, mic stand guys?
No.
I like to put my elbow on it, perhaps.
Sometimes I do a little lean. I like put my hand on the top, but I never leave the mic in the stand.
That shit's so...
I'm too afraid to adjust the height. I don't want to deal with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I don't want to embarrass myself trying to get the mic exactly right.
Yeah, I'm just like, get it out of the stand. I don't care how tall it is or how short it is. I'll put it back in sort of halfway through the last bit, and then I'll just get out of there.
Yeah, that's when I put my hand on the stand. Yeah. It's like, all right, folks, it's closing time. Here we go. Yeah. Mom was taking it.
You're doing the equivalent of like kids shuffling their papers when class is about to end.
Yeah.
Like, everybody get ready to leave.
Yeah, I do like moving. As a host, I like being able to see someone grab it and move it back front because that means like, oh, okay, get ready to go up.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a good cue.
Yeah. I mean, it's also annoying like hosting because I'm usually, unless it's like me, Luke Mones, and JP McDade, like
I'm
always going to have to move it in between. I also realize that it's like hard for me to do sound check because I have like a deep voice and I put the mic like on my chin.
Yeah.
And so me sound checking is useless because it's like I adjust it for my voice and then anyone like Ashley Barnhill did Karma on Friday and she's great, very funny, but like
very funny.
She's just much
Austin
quieter
lady.
Than I am.
Yeah.
And so I was like trying to like crank it was like you know like trying to bring Frankenstein to life like you know
Betty's trying to crank
or like
it.
In a movie when they're like this song's they're like turn it up like in the recording booth like you know it's some it's like a biopic, and then they start playing the song that is going to be their like signature song forever. And then there's like the shot of somebody, the sound somebody guy shoving all the knobs up.
Yeah. It's like that's I was not trying to do good. That. That's not going to sound good.
Bad, yeah. I don't think. I think isn't it really satisfying it. To do that though? Like,
oh, yeah.
put one finger on each thing and be like,
yeah, there's like a lot of, there's a lot of resistance in those things. So you have to push them really hard.
It's very satisfying. Yeah.
And speaking of resistance, big news today in the, whatever, I don't know. It's something,
big news in the news.
Something that might lead to something, but probably not. But it turns out guys that spend their time hanging around a longtime New York real estate developer with questionable mafia ties are also crooks.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what we learned today.
You know what? Get rid of what Stop and Frisk is now and change it to anyone with a double Windsor tie knot. Just like press them a little bit and be like, offshore accounts? Like
that. Somebody tweeted this today and I can't remember who, but I think it's a very good point of you got to know like all of these shady Trump associates were like, as soon as he became the president, we're like, we are fucked.
Yep.
We are so screwed forever.
I mean, Manafort, his stuff was not directly related to Trump, but
right.
Like, what are you even doing? What are you thinking?
Yeah. I just
the second
think
that everyone got mad that he was like, even like the nominee, it's like, we gotta get out of here. We can't, have people looking into my various shady dealings.
Well, I sort of think that like that article that came out at one point, I think it was possibly true that just like he didn't think he was gonna win. And even if he was delusional enough to think he might win and his fucking kids,
sure.
Like,
well, nobody thought
his associates did not think he was going to win.
Nobody
like,
on the planet.
If he
Bill
lost,
he
no one's going to look into anything.
Right.
You'd fade from the consciousness within
forever.
Like a month.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be like a funny trivia question.
Right. Like, remember that weird 6 months?
Yeah. But yeah, it's like
somebody's like, oh, the only somebody said on like one of the cable news shows, it was probably like Newt Gingrich or somebody, was like, the only reason Paul Manafort's being investigated is because he worked for Donald Trump. And it's like, I mean, he also did crimes, but yeah, I mean,
you're not
That's why you don't like go buy like a big fur coat and go back to the bank you robbed or whatever.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like it's not
you
exactly.
You don't go kick that bank. Call back.
Like maybe I would like take a bunch of performance enhancing drugs and then race in like the Tour de France, and I'd just be like pumped about how fast I was going, but I'm not gonna win, so nobody's gonna be like testing me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, wow, I'm strong.
On Lie, Cheat, and Steal, that is like a very common thing. Is people scamming too well so that they get caught, like they aim for sort of middle of the road so it's like not obvious, and then they do too good. My favorite recent example of this is we did an episode about the Spanish Paralympic basketball team, which was a team that purportedly was for people with intellectual disabilities, but everybody on the team was just of normal intelligence.
No, why would you?
And they were trying to get grant money, because if you win, you get grant money. But they were like, we're going to come in like third or something, and then they beat everyone by a ton.
They didn't tone it down.
They didn't tone it down.
These guys, they're just like alley-ooping.
Yeah.
Like, these guys can ball. This is sick.
So they got caught. It
would have been funnier if they were like, okay, we're not going to try to win too much. And then they just get destroyed by all the teams.
Yeah, but it's also like
actually like trying to do this. Like, yeah.
Like, it's not blood money, but it's money that you like.
It's gross.
Fouled a developmentally disabled person.
Absolutely. Oh, no, it is absolutely
despicable. I'm not trying to box out somebody from the fucking hoop. I'm
going to go ahead and say it's bad.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think what they did was good, but the reason they got caught was because they were too good at it.
It's just amazing that, like you said, there's so many of these people that, like, and anybody walking around Midtown or downtown in, like, business casual, like, you could just yoke them up the same way you would, like, somebody in, like, an outer, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, what's going on? Can I just take a quick look at your tax returns and also see?
Statistically, some of them are going
to be criminals. Anyone that works at a bank. Oh, I'm just going to do a little deep dive into your expense reports here just to see if any of this was not legitimate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well.
It's like someone walking down the street with a duffel bag full of money, except instead of a duffel bag full of money, it's just a suit that's on them.
Yeah.
But it's like, if someone's walking down the street, just be like, where did you get this?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I mean, Manafort was just like a career sleaze, and that was just like his thing, you know? But, I mean, Cohen, at least at some point, was like, I would take a bullet for Mr. Trump. I love Mr.
Right,
Trump.
Right, he was like a bag man.
Because he was like he's like an idiot. He went to like the world's worst law school in the country.
What law school?
Cooley Law School. It's very funny. You can look it up. They have their own set of rankings. They made their own set of rankings because they don't think they're fairly treated in the U.S. News and World rankings.
Yeah,
and
that's like I made
their
my own
rankings
rules for
are like it's not just things like what kind of jobs you get and what you know bar passage, and we also think things are important like how many square feet your library have, and how how long your library is open on a given day, and how many books you have in your library. And they pretty much just have like a huge library.
They have one library, and that's
that,
all they
like,
have.
And they put themselves like third, I think. They don't go too crazy. Yeah. It's like, come on. You're telling me you're like bottom tier, everyone else. But no, actually, we're like, it's Harvard, Yale, Harvard than us.
Again.
So.
Yeah, classic, it's like when people, scammers, they know you can't put yourself first. Well, you gotta yourself, put yourself third.
You give yourself a B-plus when you hack into the mainframe of your school.
Exactly.
And change your,
yeah, or yeah, when you get, when you are asked to do a self-evaluation of your performance,
yeah,
always go B-plus.
I have to hope that that is, the you know, there has to be some cool professor in like a computer science course, and he's like, you all get Fs on your final.
Unless
you can change it. Like, fucking OPSEC. That would be sick, dude. Oh, I would like go to school again just to do that. Man.
I would go to school again just to not go to work. I don't know. To just be able to be in school.
Yeah. I mean, school is good, but you have homework.
That's true.
I don't like homework.
If I could still take have stuff that I like, though.
Reading like was good homework. Like in college when it was just like, do the reading. Okay, I like to read. That's fine.
Yeah. I still get somewhat frequent like anxiety and panic dreams about not having an assignment ready.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really get those. I get anxiety dreams about stand up where I go on stage and I like don't remember any of my jokes or I will have the opposite where I will be killing and I will wake up like, oh, I gotta remember all that good dream material.
I wish you could. It's probably so fucking strange. Yeah.
Man.
It's like, oh, so that's not going to work in real life. That was all nonsense.
Yeah. I've never actually written it down, but I feel like next time I got to get up and
that's
and
what
write
do,
it
you got to do those morning pages. You write those first
of all those
pages
good dream jokes.
Yeah. That's right.
My
dreams are mostly about like my teeth breaking and stuff. You know?
Yeah, you get that's those. A lack classic of control in your life.
Yeah, well, there it is.
I've had a few of those.
There it is.
I don't have any, like, do you have any good, like, recurring ones that are, like,
I usually don't remember my dreams.
Yeah.
No, I've just had a lot. I have really vivid and bad dreams.
I've had a few that I wanted to get back into, and I like was able to.
Mm-hmm.
Where like I was like, no, I'm not getting up. Like I need like, and then I got and I somehow like got back in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that alter would have happened in the dream, but I can't remember what it was about. Like it was just kind of like, you know, but it was something that I like needed to like I got to see this through. Whatever this was.
Yeah.
We got to see if we can. Win the Kentucky Derby. I don't know.
I have frequent like hiding like there's like a murderer sort of thing, and then
I
like sometimes snipers. And I wonder if that's from because I was in middle school when the DC snipers
probably
acted.
Malvo, but, baby.
Yeah, John Lee. Did remember him Malvo in Street
dreams.
Fighter, John Lee?
Dreams.
Yeah.
Are they still alive? One of them's in prison, right?
I think they're both in prison.
But I think one of them's dead.
Oh, the dad. Maybe the father figure died?
I think one of them perhaps killed themselves, or I think that the younger one went to, because it was like ruled that he was like coerced.
Yeah.
And I think he might have gone to not like regular prison, but some sort of like mental
now he does stand
rehabilitation.
Up.
Yeah, probably.
He's on girl code.
He changed his name to Andrew Schultz. He's on.
He's on one of those shows that somehow employ 400 comedians at least for one period of time.
Yeah,
but it's not 400 comedians; it's 400 consulting producers, that they're not paid guild minimums. Is that bad to say?
Hot take.
It's not a hot take.
Like
it's what they do.
Somebody's not going to get put on
girl code.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to be a hey girls
consulting producer for writing the best response to like when your girl texts too late or so. I have no idea. I don't know what those shows are like. I have no idea.
When your girl texts too late. Yeah. It's just being a cranky old man.
Yeah.
I've definitely auditioned for those before, but never gotten it. Never gotten to be a consulting producer. Mm. Sadly enough.
Mm.
Should we do these numbers so we don't have? I don't have to talk shit about something that might hire me.
I love TV shows in general and would love to do them.
Get us on that ELF remake, baby.
I love
baby.
Television. I love Hollywood. Let's do it.
Casper mattresses. All right. Whatever you
want
to say.
My pillow. No, just kidding. Not my pillow. Here we go.
Number five comes to us from scientists finding out things that everyone else has known for fucking ever. But they finally did do a scientific study. Testing, and they found that the combination of Red Bull and vodka, basically a combination of Red Bull, that like stimulant type, or that type of stimulant, and alcohol is makes people very belligerent and likely to fight, which everyone's known forever, I think.
Were they specifically testing Red Bull and vodka, or like alcohol and caffeine?
It was alcohol and not specifically caffeine, but taurine, which is
taurine,
like the...
yeah.
That was like the big discovery thing for Red Bull, right? And it's why it's called Red Bull, was
yeah,
like taurine.
Yeah. They just went to the boardwalk in Wildwood and they just washed people.
Wildwood. That's not the show on HBO. Deadwood. That's what I'm thinking of.
They did not drink Red
Bull. Dude, they should do a Deadwood-style show about Wildwood, New Jersey. That would be wild.
We're coming up with all these great ideas. No one's allowed to do them. Crank Jr. is still my idea.
Crank Jr. is so good, and I've gotten mad twice this week that I can't watch it. Because I keep doing I keep in my room by myself doing the voice of Crank Jr., just like...
Who do we cast as Crank Jr.?
Ansel Elgort. Just kidding. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
A child.
You don't like him?
Do you like Ansel Elgort?
He's fine.
Did you read that interview with him where he's like, I like women to feel threatened by me?
What? No.
Yeah, read it. He sucks.
What a weird...
Do they, though?
He's a DJ
on the side. Which one
is he?
Is he the one?
His name is On Solo. And he DJs on the side.
So he's the one who was
And
Ansel
he looks Elgort. Like a big asshole.
Why have you read this interview with Ansel Elgort?
Because it came out when Baby Driver came out.
And everyone was
so
like,
he's not the one who was Han Solo.
He is the one, Han Solo.
No, his DJ name is Han Solo.
Yeah, he DJs under the name Han Solo.
He is not Han Solo in the movie.
So what's the other guy's name?
Oh, I don't remember.
Wait, so the guy who... Those two guys I get confused. I assume I'm not the only one. With this, they both have dumb names.
Yeah.
The one who's not Han Solo goes by Han Solo as his... That sucks. That makes me mad.
I mean, it would be designed
to trick me. It's like, how do you know that I...
Yeah. How also, shitty would it be, though, if the guy who was Han Solo was like, that was his DJ name also?
At least it makes sense.
Yeah, but that's like a... That's
maybe he had
cheap.
It before. He's like, you know, hey, this is that's why I knew it was a great fit.
Ansel Elgort, like, he feels to me like one of those guys who's like, just like actively shitty. And then the guy who plays Han Solo, the new guy who played the new Han Solo, he just feels like one of those guys that's just like, I saw him, I was at the doctor or something, and he was on they were playing like a rerun of like Ellen that he was on, and it was him and Donald Glover, and Donald Glover wasn't talking a lot, I guess, because he was like not the star. And that guy just has like...
It's also kind of weird, I think.
He just has like the charisma of like hard tack. He's just a boring man.
Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah. Alden Ehrenreich. Yeah, I can see confusing Ansel Elgort and Alden Ehrenreich.
What's all these old names? Let's get out of here.
Sounds like a fucking fighter pilot for the Nazis. One of our trademark tangents. they tested that out. Everyone knows it. It's like they're... And it's just scientists doing the thing that it's like, it turns out that alcohol lowers your inhibitions and then taurine gives you energy. It's like, why? Who paid you to do this? Like... You don't need...
Really fucked up and then started a fight club and we're like, guys, we have some cool research we have to publish.
It compounds the effects of heavy drinking and increases the risk of fighting, violence, and participation in risky behaviors.
Also, it's pretty expensive because most places charge you for the Red Bull and the drinks. And the drink also.
I've had Red Bull and vodka
with you at clubs before.
I don't fuck with it. Because of this, I don't like...
Well, did you have Four Loko when it was real?
Yeah, and I was like, I hate this feeling. I feel like I'm...
I just remember... Yeah, sorry.
No, just... I feel like I'm, like, on a roller coaster, but I'm walking down the street.
I just know that, like, what's so bad about it to me is not, like... It's not right after you drink it. That's fine. But it's the thing that always happens is, like, you have the taurine, and you're drinking, and your energy and your, like, you know, level of consciousness is, like, higher. You're, like, more alert. And then... But the alcohol lasts longer than
taurine.
It's also
caffeine.
Caffeine and sugar. So you crash. And when you crash, you just black out.
It feels too much like a manic episode to me to drink one of those.
It's just a can of,
Right. You're just like, I can do anything.
Yeah.
And I will because I'm drunk also.
This reminded me too of, I went to a concert in DC. I think it was like Afrika Bambaata. And they had a promotion where
by the way.
What?
He's a kid toucher.
Afrika Bambaata is?
Yeah. He's bad.
Cat just had to drop that one in.
He's a pedophile?
Yeah. I like his music though.
Rock to the Planet Rock?
Yeah.
Those kids? Planet Rock is full of kids?
Planet Rock is full of kids.
It was originally called Rock to the Planet Kids, and they're like, you can't. What?
You can't call it.
What is this?
That doesn't even rhyme. What are you doing, Rock Planet Kids?
It was a double bill. It was Afrika Bambaataa and Gary Glitter, so at least one of the two guys is not a creep.
It was It was Africa Mambata, and then Jeffrey Epstein was dancing on stage the whole time, just doing kind of like a samba. But anyways, so they had a promotional thing there where they were like, free Red Bull vodka.
No, oh no.
Yes, and then so I go, and I'm like, one Red Bull vodka, please, and I drink it. Very good. Loved it.
Ugh,
had a great
so
time.
Bad.
And then
bad.
I go
tastes
back.
Like paint thinner.
Yeah, but I go back to the bar, and I'm like, hey, can I get, it's free all night, or for 2 hours or whatever, open bar. I'm like, hey, can I get another vodka, but I don't want Red Bull. And the guy goes, it's only free if it's Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you trying to do?
Can I have the
what?
Red Bull on the side?
Yeah.
No.
I was like, you might as well be like, here's a machete. Like just like open it and be like, what weapon do you choose? It's only Red Bull and vodka. Yeah. But so they did that. They
so
found out what we all
knew. So how was
that
concert? Were people losing their minds?
I don't remember. my memory's not so great.
Are you a Red Bull vodka guy, Patty?
I used to be a lot more. I do view it as sort of a utilitarian thing.
Yeah.
Right. You
yeah.
can strategically place one in
like
your night.
Like if I'm tired and I need to do a few and then I feel better and then I maybe stop. Or I'll just do like a Diet Coke. That's been more my move.
I'll do
but
like...
It doesn't... But I don't have like a... I guess I have a high tolerance for caffeine where I never get like... Unless I have like 3 cups of coffee on an empty stomach, I don't like...
I'm so sensitive.
I'm just like less tired. I never get like... I never feel like I'm having a manic episode or anything like that.
Yeah.
And similarly with Rebel Vodka, I don't feel anything in particular different than any other drink, really.
So. I usually just have one. Like, if I'll have a Rebel before I go somewhere if I'm tired. But I'm not usually like... It's a utilitarian thing. Like, I've had a Karma before. I'm just really tired and I have
right,
to host.
You need to charge
but,
up.
To finish out this number, and then you read about these experiments, and it's like, what are you doing? I mean, I guess there's reasons for this. So
there's like a frat zoo.
Working with researchers, they tested this on 192 zebra fish. It's like, what?
I hope they put them in a tank with like black light and like pounding bass.
Yeah, yeah. But it was like, yeah, that's because they're the rave fish is the zebra. I was like, why zebra fish? Is this one of those things where like, a zebra fish actually share 99% of genome with, it's like, but why? It seems hard to get those. Why not just mice? Mice are good. Mice work fine.
Mice fight too much.
And then I'm confused. And then the article confused me because it said, altered the behavior of 192 zebra fish. Yes, fish. The pun didn't escape us either. What pun?
What's the pun?
Like maybe drinking like a fish?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess.
Kind of skipped a step in that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I'm
so
I follow, but...
It's not like
they
just like poured a Red Bull and a vodka into a tank full of fish. We'll see how this goes.
But it sort of sounds like they did. Because it goes...
What do you think about this?
They
totally just... People got too rowdy with the... Office aquarium at the holiday party, and they were like, fuck, we need to publish a study.
Adults are behavior. Okay. They're all dead. They all died.
This is the fish were divided into different shoals and exposed to either just water, taurine and alcohol separately, or taurine and alcohol together. So it does sound like this is also specifically connected to like drinking the mixture versus like what you or I do.
One of the fish hit on another fish's girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. But this does sound like they just poured it into a tank. And this is like when I read this
like
other study.
Grew affliction t-shirts.
Yeah. That they just, and the fish all asked for make it strong.
Yeah.
You know?
So did the fish started fighting?
I guess.
Do fish fight?
That's what I'm wondering. Like
they
if don't
they're
really
beta
go.
Fish, I could see how they would fight.
Yeah, they
like,
do kind of bury the, there's like, yeah, we gave all these fish. It's like, so anyways, we got 190
they're real
zebra
aggressive.
Fish.
They swam like a little faster.
Yeah. Beta fish, I could see it. They'd fucking fight. They'd go crazy.
Funny how that's their name.
Beta fish?
Considering current terminology.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, more like
alpha
fish.
Well, they're
insecure, fish,
so they fight a lot. Yeah.
I'm not. I bought a beta fish once in college, and then I forgot I had it, and I went on spring break.
Did it fight you?
No, it died.
You got back?
No, it was dead.
Yeah, man, what the
dead.
Fuck?
You like, take the lid off the thing, and just jumps up and starts like.
That reminds me.
Little fins like hitting you in the face.
My friend Becky, former roommate, come up on the show a lot. She bought a beta fish, and named it Champ. It was like a spur of the moment decision to buy a beta fish, and then she went to a concert. And
with the fish?
Yeah, because she like didn't go home in between.
Like, what about Bob?
What?
And the person
Gil.
At the door was like, you shouldn't bring the fish in there or it'll die because of the like vibration of the bass. It will die. So leave the fish at coat check. So she like...
She brought a fucking fish to a concert?
You've met Becky.
I know, but that's yeah. so funny to me. Becky, I know you listen too. This isn't a criticism of you. It's just...
Yeah. It gets better.
I'm trying to be that bouncer and be like...
That fish.
She got very drunk at the show, but she managed through all of this. She got the fish back to her house. She was pretty drunk, so she put it in a cup and went to sleep. And then she woke up the next morning and she couldn't find the cup. She looked all over her apartment. She was like, I don't know where I put this fish. I know I put it in a cup. And when she finally found Champ, he had jumped out of the cup and died.
Oh, I thought she was going to drink it.
She drank
yeah.
the cup. That's right.
She Steve-o'd that fish.
Champ just, after all of that trouble to protect Champ, he jumped out of his solo cup.
Beta
fish prefer to be in a small aquarium. Next to another aquarium, but a separate aquarium, where the alpha fish is put with a girl fish.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they get and to just be cut. Mad.
A friend aquarium. I just like that Becky buying a beta fish was the midpoint of a very busy day
exactly,
for her. You need to take it home.
She had other errands to do.
Gotta
she
get
had
this
a
fish.
Social engagement.
Just generally, I think same rules as ice cream, sort of. Go straight home if you bought it. Don't.
Yeah.
I'm just a bouncer.
The bouncer giving her advice to not bring the fish in is
probably
really
going to wait a day.
The bouncer seeing someone bringing a beta fish into a concert
in
and being
a plastic bag.
Here's, and just calmly explaining a problem that's not the problem that you'd think with that.
Instead of, ma'am, you cannot bring your fish in here.
Yeah. Excuse
but
me,
that's,
ma'am.
Anyways, so yeah, Red Bull vodka makes you violent.
No outside drinks. It's drinks.
Yeah.
It's a bag full of water.
Fish water. It's asparagus water or whatever.
There's turds.
You could convince people to drink fish water, aquarium water, because
yes.
you're it has omega oils from the
yep.
fish in it?
Let's yeah, absolutely.
Do it. We're going to sell it. Yeah. Also, the last thing on this is that sort of bullshit science stuff, science language, prettying stuff up, also reminds me of the study I read once where I was reading it and it was about, and then there's a line where they're the scientists replicated head trauma in mice. And I was okay. And I kept reading. I was wait, what does that mean?
Does that mean they just
hit mice in the head? And I looked it up and they have a diagram of the device used and it just drops rocks on mice on their head.
Science.
I was okay.
It was a little. They had little bunny foo foo.
Yeah, yeah.
They were field mice.
Yeah, just little bunny foo foo MD
bopping them on the head. Just making sure that's clear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number four. I don't know. I feel like this is kind of short and sweet. Or we can debate how sweet it is. So this happened in Pune, India, which is in a province called Maharashtra, and. A guy, a 25-year-old, quote, businessman, doesn't say what his business is.
Entrepreneur.
I love to say I'm a businessman.
Yeah.
Also, look, I don't want to make fun of somebody's name on here that is in another language, but his name is Pimpri Chinchwad, which is really good.
Really
good in our language.
Yep.
Pimpri Chinchwad. He's a pimp, though. Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry. Pimpri Chinchwad is the name of the neighborhood it is in. I'm sorry.
Cat is canceled.
No, I'm already making fun of the name of the neighborhood. His name is Nilesh Kedekar, which is normal. So Nilesh Kedekar put up 300 signs all around Pimpri Chinchwad, apologizing to his girlfriend / possibly former girlfriend. It's unclear because the signs just say, Shivdi, I am sorry, !! !! 300 signs in this neighborhood.
No indication of what he did.
Oh. No indication of what he did.
Take that, Bill Engvall.
Or didn't do, I guess. He could have not done something.
Yeah, it's unclear, but
could have
apparently
forgotten something.
Apparently she was gonna road trip to town. She was coming from somewhere else. I think she was coming from Mumbai. So he put them up all on the route that she was gonna take. And they all just said the same thing, 300 of them, and apparently a bunch of people in this neighborhood complained because
why?
I don't know. Apparently they're this is vandalism because it was
off,
not
man.
Don't believe in love, I guess.
My poles, my beautiful poles.
It's I've heard of three billboards, but 300 billboards?
I mean, you look at pictures and
300
there are
billboards outside
lot.
Of Pimpri Chinchwad. It's just a Bollywood version, but it still has Frances McDormand in it.
300 billboards outside Pimpri Chinchwad.
Strong title contender already.
It's really good. But yeah, so the police tracked this man down by going to various print shops in the area to see who had commissioned 300 Shivdi, I am sorry, heart.
And somebody ratted him out.
Yeah, so they ratted him out, and apparently it was his friend. So he, like, tasked a friend to hang up all these signs for him. He put him up in the middle of the night.
He didn't put him up?
I think he may have helped, but they found the friend first, which is like, that is a good friend.
Yeah.
That's your boy right there. But yeah, I think they took him down before she even saw them. So
what?
Well,
she saw him now.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, probably. If she reads the news. I have mixed feelings about this. I feel like that's a very terrifying thing to do.
Grand gestures are, look, it's like everything else with dating. It's like, if the person's into it, then it's great. If not, then you're a creep, and that's just kind of the way it is, right? I mean, like, if she had already broken up with him, you know, like, we're done, it's like, I'm sorry, I love you. It's like, don't care. Like, please leave me alone. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's kind of...
We have no context.
What if it was, like, not a big deal, though?
Then he's, like, crazy.
Really, he forgot to call her or something.
He, like, made a dinner that wasn't that good.
I forgot to massage your feet before you fall asleep or whatever. It's like, all right.
I just like that I feel like, even though, as, like, professional relationships have changed over time, like, romantic relationships are an area in which groveling is still, like, very alive and well. Like, the act of, like... Which basically prostrating yourself, like, in gravel before someone being like, please, like,
right, just like whipping yourself self-flagellating.
It's probably
say
creepy.
Sorry,
I don't
once
know.
Like, I just, I don't know, people apologize too much.
Maybe she was like, you keep using all of our money too responsibly. People like, I bought 300 times.
I don't know, everything is so fraught. It's just like, it's like anything, right? Like, oh, I can't believe that guy hit on you. It's like, well, if you wanted to bang the guy, it would have been fine.
Right.
But because you didn't want to bang the guy, it's creepy
or whatever.
You know what I mean? Like, like, most people, virtually everybody, like, has that sort of double standard. That's just the way it is. And
right.
There's nothing you can really do to, like, legislate
the,
better, like, behavior from people. Like,
the
it's
old,
like, you know,
well, it's like, I think...
Hit on you on the gym? Oh, my God. It's attractive. Like, yeah, but he was, like, really handsome. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Attractive person smiling at you versus, like, a weird-looking person smiling at you.
Sure.
The old thing. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think there's still, like... place it, time and place where it's appropriate and inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like, I've been...
But you overlook it, though.
Well,
is what I mean.
I don't know.
You
might. I've been hit on by, like, an attractive person in a situation where I was like, this is inappropriate, and so I'm not attracted to you.
You were at the Holocaust Museum.
No, but I've been like...
I'm sorry.
I've been, like, chatted up... Like, at the gym... That's happened to me at the gym.
Yeah.
And it's like...
the gym
this
sucks.
Guy's, like, good-looking, but, like, I'm at the gym.
Right.
I don't...
No, yeah. That's like a red line for a lot of people. I was just using an example of you're more likely to maybe be like, well, whatever, you
right.
know.
And there's also like things that like if a hot guy said to me at a bar, I would think was like funny. And if a person I was not attracted to said to me at a bar, I'd be like, gross, go away. For sure. But yeah. I think 300 signs, like that's, you'd have to be very hot for me to overlook that as a potential red flag.
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy, I think.
Yeah. Ryan, who's your number one? Like Ryan Gosling, who's like, is that Ryback?
Ryback.
That's Ryback.
I was just thinking about one time I was describing my type to someone because they asked me and I was like, I don't really have like a super unified type, but I do like a big nose and like dark curly hair. And they were like, oh, so John Turturro. And I was like, actually, yeah, like kind of.
Also, kind of just Jews.
Yeah, I like Jews. I like Jews.
That's why it was. Yeah, you were trolling the Holocaust
Museum
for Jews.
That's
hot
Jewish men.
I just hang out outside the Holocaust Museum.
It's the worst version of like funeral crashing, like from wedding crashes. Yeah.
The guy tries to
baby, what's wrong?
Yeah,
the guy tries to hit on you, and it's like, oh, you're just looking for pity. Get out of here. I'm not gonna. It's like, oh,
a lot of shoes, right? How many you think are in there?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Cat just chasing one of those mitzvah trucks that drives around.
If I had to die in the
Come
shower,
back,
I hope it would be with you.
Ask me.
God damn it. You're the only one who can do these because you're the Jewish guy.
It's like my pig thing.
I can lean away from the mic.
Hitting up people at the Holocaust Museum. God damn it. Classic, but anyway, that's my guy, I guess, for the sake of argument.
Is it?
John Turturro.
John Turturro.
I don't know why you're asking me that, but.
John Turturro puts up 300 signs. That's where this was going.
Oh, no, it's weird. It's weird. I don't like a public. Some people do like a public gesture, though. So
yeah, I don't like anything public.
Legislate. I don't like PDA. I don't like.
I don't like being in public.
I don't. Yeah.
Stay home.
Stay home. Yeah.
Everybody, stay home.
And if I go out with a partner, let's just not acknowledge each other. Yeah. Let's sit on our phones. We can talk when we get back.
We'll just take turns peeling the curtain back with long fingernails and peering out. That's a good thing. I think that'd be good.
That's right.
Yeah.
And handing money through the a barely cracked door to various delivery people. Or not even anymore.
A dumb waiter.
Just seamless it.
Like a crate that's lowered on a pulley. And you fill it with food and yank it back up. That seems pretty sick.
Do old apartment buildings here have those?
Have dumb waiters?
Yeah.
No.
Probably some of the aspiring actors in the apartments.
Hey,
folks.
No, dumb waiters are a rich mansion thing. They're not. I don't think they're an apartment building.
That's what I'm wondering though, because there's like those big old grand apartment buildings, like the Rosemary's Baby apartment.
Penthouse apartments might have them or something.
Well, dumb waiters were shitty. Dumb waiters were the reason like they had dumb waiters was so that you didn't have to see the help.
The staff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think they'd have them in like...
But like big old fancy apartment buildings.
You could like throw an apple up a garbage chute real hard.
You could. All right, I guess you could. You're
pop
right.
It up.
Oh, I touched all the garbage.
Well, yeah, you can't miss.
Apple. Oh, man, there's garbage all over the walls in this thing. I should have thought about this.
Yeah, you got to thread the needle. You can't
throw
touch.
It perfectly.
Yeah.
That is... I feel like that's something to aspire to, living in an apartment with a garbage chute. I've never lived in an apartment with a garbage chute.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. It's very satisfying.
It seems fun.
Garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. My parents, when they worked in the Senate building, they have old school mail like chutes.
Oh, the pneumatic tube things.
Oh my God! I had to fucking just like every moment I was there, I wanted to shove everything in that mail tube.
Why
anything.
Don't we have those more? They have them at the like bank drive-throughs. They're the
best.
They
kick ass. I don't know.
Cool. They're so cool. Bring them back.
Yeah, like a Hot Wheels version that just like goes in a loop.
Pneumatic tubes. Pneumatic tube lobby, get back to work.
Get it together.
Just one faster and faster, like a tetherball. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's how people get around in Futurama. Like, why don't we have that yet?
Yeah.
Congress is underground is like, they have like a monorail. It's pretty fun, like a tram.
Dope. Yeah, yeah.
And
just
they
all
have all
weird,
the pneumatic
outmoded.
Tubes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know because I worked for a congressman for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And I got to do all the stuff. I got like my first like couple days there, like at shifts there. I had to like deliver mail to all the different buildings, and it was like, oh, cool, I'm getting all this stuff because I'm definitely going to quit because I hate this. So I'm glad I get to see all this stuff I wouldn't otherwise have access to. And yeah, so.
All right. Well, I think we covered the sign boyfriend. Oh, by the way, that was from John Fogerty in the Discord.
Yeah, and
Thank
Red Bull
you.
Vodka was from Tupperward.
Yeah, also, the guy who put up the signs has been executed. I'm sorry. just follow up on that story.
Yes. RIP to him.
300 Jason signs. Huh?
Uh-huh. Jason signs?
Jason signs.
Signs. Jason signs, comic.
He's a comic. He used to be in New York, now he's in LA.
Makes
signs. Shout out to you, Jason signs. Jason also signs. Been executed.
Yeah, everyone has been executed.
He runs a show called Cuck with this guy.
You're making this up.
It's real.
Jason signs with a show called Cuck?
Yep, with Grant Gordon, a friend of ours who's doing Karma this Friday. So that's a nice little tie in there.
Grant Gordon's in town.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a treat.
That's right. Folks, let's get moving here.
Number three.
All right, so number three is another one of those... All right, this is not as controversial, I don't think, as a lot of it, but like the weird bathroom debates, because nobody really knows anybody else does in there. So there's every once in a while, there's like something comes
it's
out about
how
somebody
do you wipe
does
your ass
something.
Debate.
Right, or whether you... pee through the fly or you unbuckle the pants all the way because that's a debate at the urinal.
It's a personal ritual. You don't see
anybody
else's.
Tells you like most people don't get like that because like your parents aren't like, all right, here's how you do it. You know what I mean? It's like you just clean it up. You figure it out in there. Which is why the distribution is so even.
I pee into my cupped hands and then I empty it into the toilet over and over.
Yeah,
until I'm done.
Well, that's the way your parents taught you.
Yeah,
standard.
Yeah.
So this one is
kind of... And then you put one on the floor for Elijah.
That's right.
Some pizzling.
That's right. And so there's a lot of questions about like little things like that. And this is one that came up, I guess, in like a baby message board. A motherhood message board.
A message board, for babies?
Yeah, it's called Twitter.com.
Get me on there. Twitter.com.
What's up, everybody?
Goo goo gaga, motherfuckers.
Their SIGs, they have their forum SIGs, and they're all like, goo goo gaga. Like,
or just wah.
I love Binky.
They give their the number of inches long they are.
Yeah.
It's my favorite baby stat is length.
Baby length. One comes out that's like a rope. It's just like so long.
A snake baby?
Yeah, it's a snake like, baby.
20 inches. That's soft, by the way.
Like, they make a lot of jokes like before that. Babies
like, what do you mean
soft? Well, I'm kind of curled up and I do this. you know, it's soft, meaning the fontanelle is still soft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Fontanelle.
There we go.
I'd love to dip some bread in that.
Sounds like a delicious...
All
right, take it easy, everybody. QAnon is going to get on us for this.
Oh, no.
I'll just read the post that led to all this stuff here. My little boy has never liked his baths. The only thing that works is wrapping him in a towel, then dipping the whole bundle in so he gets wet gradually. First of all, that's making so much extra work for yourself.
Explain again. I couldn't process that.
So, okay, like the, so the baby
I also heard, as soon as I said my little boy, I started just hearing...
My boy.
No, I just started hearing, what's his fucking name, from Blood... I can't remember the name of the... Yeah, yeah. I was like, my little boy doesn't like his bath.
Yeah.
Well, like...
Yeah, this is a...
My boy!
Yeah. My boy! Get in the bath! You dirty boy!
Yeah, oh, no, you know, you're right. I assume this was a baby message board. It actually was the There Will Be Blood IMDb message board yeah. where this came from. So.
Makes sense.
Goofs and spoofs. Baby won't get in bath.
Yeah. Hot water burn baby. Anybody remember that one? Hot water
what
burn is baby.
What a bad goof.
Hot water burn baby. That's from the Adam Sandler one from before. It's from from the one before What the Hell's Happening to Me. It's from They're All Gonna Laugh at You, the Adam Sandler CD. And it's about like a... A guy who eventually just freaks out by the end of the thing and just screams, hot water burn baby, hot water burn baby. I don't remember anything else about it. But
anyway, that was the subject title of this post.
It's in my head, apparently. No, the subject of the post is testicles in warm water, ? A little preview there. The username of the mother was...
Sounds relaxing.
Snaddle beans. So
parenting message boards fucking rule. If anyone
they're all
ever,
insane.
They're
all
completely
crazy.
Insane. They have their own acronyms. My favorite one is DH, which stands for Dear Husband.
Yeah,
which is how they refer to their significant
it's
others.
It's like you don't
Dear
hate
Hunter.
You hate your husbands.
You
most
all
of you.
Hate your husbands, and you all hate each other.
That's right.
And you think you're doing
like a
it wrong.
Snake pit, a bunch of psychos.
It's so bad.
So kid hates the bath. Normally, she I guess wraps him in a towel and dips the whole deal
just
into
ruins
the water.
A towel.
So he's got to like Wait. Dry the towel again.
So he. She like swaddles him in a wet towel.
She swaddles him in a dry towel and dips him in the water so that it like is more
She's
gradual.
Like poaching her baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like an egg. So
they do kind of look like eggs a little bit.
Today she forgot the step and just dipped him in naked.
Oh no.
He was arching away from the water and screaming and she
Your baby is a demon.
She suddenly
That's what's right, happening.
She suddenly it's only dawned on me that maybe the traumatic part is that his testicles hit the water first. Now babies don't have like fully
They're
have
not
testicles.
Dangling.
They're not. Yeah. Like, they don't have like they haven't descended yet. That's like a thing everyone
yeah.
knows
they have,
about.
Like a
right?
little bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not gonna hit first. They're still inside his body, but okay. And then,
I mean, the sac is there, right?
Kinda. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know much about.
It's not descended.
I don't.
Like...
You know, I'm gonna plead the fifth on that entirely. But anyway, here's where the rubber hits the road. So I think it's that his testicle hit the water first. Adult men get into a bath on hands and knees so the balls hit the water last.
It's very funny.
Could this
to imagine
be something
someone...
I've just totally missed because I'm a woman? Not sure how to address this, but I thought I'd ask if anyone has insight. So, a couple questions about why the baby's acting like this, what's going on, but the main response was, what the fuck?
This woman got fucking smoked on this message board.
What is
people
your...
being like, what the fuck are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, is your husband like a capybara? Why is he fucking
They're
crawling?
Basically all like, your husband's a fucking psycho.
Right, so like, some of the comments are, my baby loves the bath, and I put him in ass balls first. which is also weird. Don't talk about a baby's ass. I feel like babies don't have asses. Let's say ass.
It's ass and balls.
Babies have butts.
Also, yeah, my baby's taint hits that water.
Also, I've never heard of men just entering on hands and knees. Because think about the logistics of this. Like,
it's very
funny.
Have
to like get up over the rim of the tub.
Crawl in.
And then you're like perched on the two sides, like you're like avoiding like a treadmill that's running or something.
Okay.
And then you like get in. I don't understand.
I feel like I've done this like when I was just a kid, just like because you're like fucking around. You're just like, I'm just going to have fun with my life. And I feel like it's terrible. And you're accurate. It's like, I don't know why it's like a very vivid sense.
Your balls aren't
going
to go in last. Your balls are going in first.
You can get water everywhere.
Yeah. Also
maybe
that.
If you're not a baby. Maybe
Mom's
you're a baby.
Mom's
going to
yell at you.
Small.
You know.
Yeah. You're not like protecting anything. I feel like in that scenario, your asshole goes in last. Like your butt.
What's on your back? Well, right. Because if you're on your front, like in terms of like
your dick is hanging.
Right.
Down.
Look. If
I don't
anything,
know what kind of anatomy is going on with what this woman's husband looks like, or what's going on
if
with
anything,
his
it's
situation.
If anything, it's the glands. That's what's probably the sensitive to temperature.
Yeah, well. That's and if you're on hands and knees over.
All right, lady,
bath,
what do we guys? Is kid circumcised or not? Let's go. Let's get some more information.
Yeah, like
here.
The head is touching the water first, right?
I mean,
I like. I still
unless you like
ass
do
butt,
like the
whatever she said,
you
do
ass and balls,
ass slash
my
balls.
Baby's ass and balls.
Yeah, I fucking.
What if you refer to your baby's ass?
I slam my baby's perineum down on the hot water, like I'm juicing an orange.
I got him right in the ass and balls. He is 4 weeks old. His 4 week old ass.
Please help. I was in a baseball field and my a pitching machine went haywire and nailed my baby in his ass and balls.
Well, so anyway, another person responded and said she asked her husband if he entered the tub this way. He then asked 10 guys he works with.
And fellas, just one work email.
Got a little baby question for you. My wife had this. You guys ever get in the tub on your hands and knees so your balls go in last?
Yeah. You guys ever...
You're fired? I don't know. What? Yeah.
You guys ever crawl into the tub like a fish man? Is that ever...
Also, like, you know, so your balls go in last? Like, no, wouldn't you... Hang
what?
On.
Yeah.
Like... I would think if you're going to go, like, I mean, it's still not going to be last, but,
like,
ease in, you would try to go butt first and be, like, kind of, like, and do, like, a dip with your arms on either side of the tub.
Hey, fellas, quick work question.
Use less hot water.
Quick question.
I would just reply all to a work email. Yeah.
Hey, fellas, just wanted to circle back and confirm that when we're taking a bath, we all crawl in like a weakened vampire back into a coffin, right? That's what we're doing.
Right? Yeah. So like the first man to stand up on two legs, just figuring shit out.
Also, why is it like, oh, I know it would make my baby more comfortable to dunk his head in hot water.
Like, you know, like, all right, so like, yeah, I mean.
There's a diagram
that's extremely funny.
Because really
what we're talking about.
Does it
about,
have
like,
the ass and balls
like,
labeled
on
the
does.
Baby?
Oh, this was drawn
this
by the author
like
of this
MS
post.
Paint. And then it has a green dick for some reason.
Well, that's
well,
just to demonstrate that
area.
it's hitting the water. There's no way to. So, like, there's no way. Nothing you can do where your balls go in last. There's no situation you can create.
No.
Where, and, you know, fine, towards the
you
end of it,
you could do, like,
sure.
a backward bridge.
Yeah, unless...
yeah, you could do... Or, like, there's just another option.
You have to
there's
enter, like, when you're
here.
Scuba diving, you have to fall backwards
there's
off
this
the
one
lip.
With, like, where you're, like, kind
what
of...
What is this? Jean-Claude Van Damme, well, baby, doing
the main
a fucking
thing is most
split
of this
kick?
Is going to lead to you getting severely injured.
yeah.
Weird gymnastics.
The only thing I think of is that she's dipping her baby, like, she's holding his legs up and then just, like, teabagging the water.
I'm imagining, like, I think... What she was maybe trying to explain was the idea that you would get in the bath and sort of be kneeling and then turn around, which, like, kind of makes sense to me. Like, you would fill up the bath and you would, like, get in and, like, not be on hands and knees, but be, like, sort of sitting up and then lie back. Right?
I mean, I think everybody steps into a bath and then lowers themselves. So, like, to go down to... like prayer style kneeling.
You don't test it with your dick and balls
first.
It's
very weird because if you're kneeling like prayer style,
I test
then you're
going
to have to rotate your legs around and that's going to get
like
water everywhere.
Kicked out of a lot of restaurants. It's like, is this soup still too hot?
I don't know. Can
still
I?
Still too hot.
Excuse me. Is there a baby with an ass and balls around here so I can test it?
Yeah. So
I don't. We didn't really get an answer here. There were a couple guys that wrote into this thing. It's the Cut, New York Magazine. That apparently they call it the Crab as the move. I guess I don't know if they have meetings.
There is a move.
Crab style.
They go like backwards.
It's described as some sort of crab-like walk from gym class.
Yeah, yeah, I know what the, I think
what
I know
a
what
crab
they're
walk
talking
is.
About.
I
yeah.
don't understand how or why you would
just
do it in a bathtub.
Get in
no,
the fucking
you,
bath.
I know what the
what,
crab
like,
walk
is. This?
Is.
Yeah, the answer
crab
to
is
this
because
is don't gotta, put your fucking baby in such hot water.
Right.
No, your crab walk is because that's how I think you actually get in a bath. Is like I can visualize it. You lean back. You put your arms. You put your hands down on the sides of the tub. You lower yourself in, and then you like
right,
scoot
but,
your legs
right, but that's
out
not
to
hands
the end of the
knees.
Bath.
That's not a crab walk.
That's not
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying it's
the description
not,
makes
it's
no
a,
sense.
I'm saying crab walk is a good word for that.
But this idea of like, oh, I got to make sure it's not too hot for me. It's like, well, okay, a couple things here. Like, you think your dick and balls is better than everybody else? The skin's not more sensitive. It's like the people who are like in the subway that are plugging their ears frantically when there's like a squeaking sound.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, oh, your hearing is so much more precious than everyone else's. You got to make sure you can hear. Are you a UN translator? Come on. Just deal with the damage like everyone else.
Or those guys who are like, I can never wear skinny jeans. Balls are too
big. But like,
big.
Hey, if it, right. yeah, well, there you go. Like, if it hurts your feet,
it's gonna hurt your balls.
Wait to go down. Like, you know, like it doesn't really seem like this is that complicated to me.
Are you hot shower people? Or are you like lukewarm?
I mean,
I'm
extremely hot shower.
Burning yourself hot.
I thought I was like a hot shower person, and until
then you took a shower with a woman.
Took a shower with somebody else, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And I was like, "This is very painful."
I'm like, I don't like a hot shower.
Yeah,
it just dries out your skin. It's not good for you.
I read that you like finish a shower by turning it to cold at the end to tighten your skin.
Yep.
You know what's underrated, but also probably depressing? Lying in the tub and turning on the shower so that it's just like raining on you, and then you just hang out there.
Yeah.
I'll do like a sit down in the shower sometimes. It's a hangover move.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's a low, it's not a proud moment.
Yeah.
Sitting down in there. It's
get in there.
Do you bath?
No.
Not in the tub.
Last time I filled my bathtub was probably before a hurricane.
Wait.
Like to have water.
So have water?
Yeah. I don't like.
Yeah,
I don't, it's
to
not
make
a
hurricane tea.
Yeah,
with my body.
Yeah. That's what I call it.
I
when I take
was.
A bath, I go time to make some Eli tea.
I think it might have been.
Goes, please don't.
I want to say it was DC Pearson who like referred to like getting in the hot tub at like a motel or something as saying like it's like time for a nice hot a bowl of new friend soup.
That's
truly
great.
Disgusting.
DC Pearson is very funny.
Very funny. Recent WrestleSplaining, I guess.
That's true.
Love
he was just in New York City until today because I asked him if he was around, but he was leaving today.
Next
hey,
time.
Let's keep it going, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Number two is it's been all over. Everyone's probably saying it on Twitter and stuff like that. And it's funny because on one hand, I do feel kind of bad because it's not like a real news story. It's like one woefully misguided man that was like, this is what I think. And then everyone was like, hold on. And then like pulled that up and showed
it to
everybody.
Oh, I didn't know we were
going to
talk about this specific guy.
Well, I don't even remember his name.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the basis of this. That's like where all the news stories came from, which was so like this story came out that's already stupid. That was like.
Like last year.
Yeah.
It's an
that
old
the
story
is old. It's like Hooters is failing because millennials don't like titties, which is untrue. Patently untrue.
Very untrue.
I think people don't like it because it's expensive as fuck and it's sad to go there. And that's probably it.
And the wings are not that good.
Yeah, it's like it's definitely a remnant of like, you know, like back when it was like, Hooters, there's internet pornography that's like, it's just weird. Like, such a strange way to get your.
Right. Just like.
Jollies.
Just go to a strip club or go to a restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
right. If you want to go somewhere where they have to pretend that you're cool, like everyone else is lame, but you're cool, just go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like I would put good money on like within like 2 to 3 years or something, we'll see an article that's like, NFL cheerleader calendars are like millennials are, you know, killing. Like,
do
that's the same vibe.
Not get horny anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's the
no. We're
leap.
Just good at it. We're
just at much more aggressive stuff.
No,
than
we're
cheerleader outfits.
Depraved. Yeah,
right.
We're monsters.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Oh,
I just,
whoa, that's a short skirt. It's like what?
Yeah,
grandpa.
Yachi.
I just like the
look at those gams.
From Hooters is failing. This must mean millennials don't like titties. Like
yeah.
Well, there was also an article not, like last year or sometime recently that was like, why aren't millennials searching breasts?
Yeah.
Or big breasts.
Why aren't you putting boobs?
It's like, because nobody's putting breast in. And breast is not.
You're yeah. 14. No, we all have hyper specific, horrifying taste that we plug in a full sentence into Pornhub. Am I alone here? Everyone's looking at me weird. Anyway, continue.
Yeah. And also, it's like it's very good that in today's society, like it's much more acceptable to be, you know, like to LGBT youths, so you don't lead to as many confused children searching breast and being like, what do I feel?
No. Like,
I love that you could see her breasts. That's gross. It doesn't sound.
Show me your breasts.
It's clinical at best.
Yeah, it's not great.
And like, I think of chicken more when I hear breasts than I don't know. Like
somehow, like mammary is like almost more sexual than breast.
Mammary is very cow-like to me.
Breast is very chicken-like.
Mammary is cow.
I'm like a Chick-fil-A ad.
Poultry,
that's
beef.
My whole deal.
What do you call boobs then? Just boobs?
I don't have a good. There's no good word for it. We talked about this.
My mom said, I remember who was a picture Honkers? Of, but she said bazooms, and that was one. Very funny.
Bazooms is good.
I like cans because it's done like a semi like ironic sort of sexism.
Yeah, cans is good.
And it's also sort of like not really, it's not like aggressive. It's not like aggressively horny. You know what I mean?
I like
to think it's not.
It's like Looney Tunes horny. It's
right.
like cartoon wolf.
Right. Like
horny.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
What boob?
Cans.
Cans.
Yeah,
I just like
cans is fun.
Set. I think is funny.
It's a good set.
Like a nice set.
She's got a good set.
I think the word boob is so good because like the mouth movement of saying boob is like
it's a great comedy.
It's
word.
Like it's like a mouth movement that a monkey would make a little bit. It's like boob. Like it's just I don't know. Does that make sense? I promise
kind of.
I'm dead sober.
like a monkey underwater.
It's like, yeah. It's like yeah. It's boob. Like basically the same thing you would say like while motorboating somebody.
Yeah. And it's kind of like the sound of seeing a boob, like boob, like that. Like, it's like a
mental
Ferris Bueller. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway,
we're just going to start calling boobs, bow, bow. Like that's the name for them now. It's just the Ferris Bueller sound.
What about da-na-na-na-na-na?
Oh, yeah, it's a bad.
I just hum the Bad to the Bone riff.
Yeah, yeah,
when
yeah.
When I see a... A big natural that I enjoy.
When I spy a big natural.
Big natural is also great. Yeah. It's really funny.
When I happen upon a big
natural. Is big natural like agnostic as to whether or not they're actually natural? You just say big naturals?
Oh,
people
can't
really know.
People have real big arguments about that in comments.
But just
sections.
in terms of like the just saying it as like a thing. It's like I love a look at that. It's like
big
natural. Not actually
I feel
naturals.
Like it's a term unto itself now as like. Because it's so funny. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it just can refer to any boobs of any size, real or fake. Big naturals.
Big natties.
natties. I don't know about that.
I don't like natties. I don't like big naturals either, but it's funny.
Big nanettes. Okay.
was there more to this Hooter story? Were we going to talk about that weird guy?
Yeah, so it was just like this guy who was like, I can extremely heavy air quotes fix this, where he was like,
He did a thread on Twitter in response.
Yeah, that's what
to
it was. And that he
friend
like,
of the show, Crang.
So,
Crang T. Nelson. Yeah,
it was like that. He's like, he took it and was like, "Yes, you're correct. It's because we're more gentlemen. We're refined now." Everything
he
did was wrong.
You knew it was going to be good because it started with like, "I don't typically prefer the bottle blonde, large chested variety
I'm
of woman."
Sapia,
so it's like
I'm a sapiosexual.
Exactly. Like giving starting your sort of like woke gentlemanliness with talking about the physical qualities that you don't like in a woman is like a great start.
I don't like these vapid bitches.
Exactly.
Coming from years of rejection.
Yeah. So then he like goes on to be like, instead of, you know, these like women in skimpy t-shirts, and then it just like gets sadder and sadder. It's like, what if it's a woman that would talk to me and listen to me? And it's just like, oh no. And then he just like gets confused and he just falls into that trap that I feel like there's like a lot of dudes that do where it's like, I'm very woke because I'm not shallow. I value women for their ability to like handle all of my emotional labor forever.
Right.
It was like I don't objectify women. I just unload all of my pathos like onto them.
Right. Like you are demanding so much more from somebody in a service position to you.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, okay, yeah, what you want is a relationship.
Like, yeah, that's different. You would like friends.
I find that so much, like, more of a red flag than just, like, woohoo, big naturals. Like, right. That's, also, like, way more chill.
Right, there's, like, a spectrum. It's, like, guys that are just, like, goofy and are, like, duh, like, this is fun, like, I like it. And then there's, like, the guys who are, like, well, where's your shot? You know what I mean? When they get a round of shots, and then the waitress has to be, like, you know, yeah. Oh, I'm married, or I can't drink, or I'm not. And then there's, like, on and on into like the weird spectrum of, you know, like, so what's your real name? You know, it's kind of like, all right.
Oh,
yeah.
I just want, look, I just want a place where I can go and talk about Jordan Peterson with an attractive woman who has to spend time with me. That's all I want.
He also,
you know,
proposed, I believe, debate nights where you could debate.
Like the worst
like
thing imaginable.
Guaranteed, you're going to end up screaming at that woman. Like, because there's no way that you would ever cede any, like.
Who among us doesn't appreciate the salon? You know, as it's like, dude.
It was also.
I feel like most people, most women I know, like, would, if you were, like, to put a price on this, if like, most sex workers I know for sure, but I feel like just most women, it's like, if you were to put a price on this, it's like, I'll, like. Showing my body is like X. Debating me costs 5X.
Right.
Like it's way more.
It exists. It's the boyfriend experience.
Yeah, exactly.
That's, and it's a premium. It costs like way more.
Costs way more.
No, I mean, I was saying, like, if they get like pro athlete salaries, then sure, open this place.
Right. Exactly.
Like, it's insane. Like, yeah. Like this idea. Because think of who these people are going to come in this place. The worst people in the world. Most annoying fucking guys in the world. Oh, I thought, you know, the guys who jump into people's replies, like, you know, oh, I thought you, this is a public forum. I thought you're open to, blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck off. I don't have to have an argument with you.
It's Ben Shapiro.
Exactly. why won't she debate me? Does she not believe in social? It's like, how about because you're not running against her for office, you twerp? Like, who cares?
Fucking want to. Like, this is all, like, the other thing that he did that's so amazing is, like, I was reading the thread and so I
ben
get,
Shapiro's
like,
not tall enough
two,
to
yeah,
this place.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Let that kid in here. Get him out of here.
Like, he is talking and I'm reading and I'm like, this is geishas. You're thinking of geishas. And then he realizes that and goes, I think I'm thinking of geishas. And then there's like 9 more tweets.
Yeah.
It's like, you realized you're talking about geishas and then you're like, oh, and then you kept going.
Also,
you
can eat sushi off them if you want. Yeah. And then they'll tuck you into bed at night and tell you that they're proud of you and give you a little kiss and make you your lunch for the next day. It's like, you just want your mom. This is your mom.
Well, it's also funny because, like, he's describing geishas. He's also describing hostess clubs, which are sort of like the modern version of in Japan, but he's like talking about like how everything should be really cheap, and it's like at hostess clubs you pay like crazy amounts of money for like a bottle of champagne.
Also like the you know shining example of like modern healthy sexuality is not Japan, like like
that's a spicy take.
I don't know if that's, I mean, I don't think it's unspicy. It's like there's huge, I don't think it's like diminishing to be like they have self-admitted they're like there's like not, people aren't dating.
That's true.
There's
people don't
like
fuck
panty
there.
Machines. I've told that story before. They had to like make it so you can't disable the camera sound on your phone because everyone was taking upskirts. So now even if you silence your
that's
phone.
That's a pretty strong indictment, actually.
It's like, fair. I mean, it's I don't think it's crazy to be like, it's not the healthiest sexual environment in the world.
No gun violence, though. So
yeah,
USA.
It's a trade-off.
USA. Look,
I just want wings now.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that.
I mean, it's I want wings and a nice conversation about whether men and women are able to work together in this.
Yeah.
This is a new phenomenon. We don't know. It's only been 30 years since this has been regular. I'm just you know,
Also like 30-second tangent. I can time me. But you mentioned like getting paid the same as professional athletes. Is that take finally dead? Because I'm very glad if it is. That people are like, he gets paid how much to throw a ball around?
Well,
it's
that's
like
stupid.
Their body gets fucking destroyed.
No, of course that take will never be done, especially among the national anthem crowd, obviously.
Oh,
right.
God.
They're, among, these ungrateful, and they get so close to saying something that they realize will undermine their superiority,
point,
and they back off.
They just need to play football and wrestle in front of my fireplace. Yeah.
This guy's like, getting $200,000 for 2.5 seasons, and then he's going to have brain damage the rest of his life and not have a job to do. What a lucky, you know, and look, that's a lot of money, but there is a mortgaging of your future going on for a lot of those guys.
Disgraceful, and he should be a wide receiver anyways. He's so athletic. Just like the whole take, every fucking subtext.
Look, I think we should take this stuff from pro athletes, put it on actors, because that's, come on.
Yeah.
They're just playing make-believe up there.
That is way better.
That's not hard at all. Most of that's not hard at all. that's the secret take. Is that,
their fault if they want to eat, like, buckets of olive oil to get fat or whatever.
I had to get real fat for this. Like, oh, man, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. You know what I
wish I could get paid to be fat.
Did they pay for a personal trainer to immediately have you drop it all right after? Oh, okay, cool, yeah. And you're going to get an award for it?
I was trying to think of a joke to do on stage or something, you know, in the triple threat, and be like, triple threat is like an actor, singer, and dancer. It's like, what's the threat to me having a good time at this party? Me enjoying this conversation?
Smoked them.
Give me that bad to the bone sound, Shelby.
Blammo.
Wow. We're ready for
We should.
Our final.
Yeah, speaking of, boom.
Add to the boom.
Here we go.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
All right, so number one, this one's a little bit on the stale side just because it's been a couple days, but it's really just too much to not discuss. And you probably know what we're thinking about. This is the Krasenstein brothers, who are two of the weird Bitcoin, like, hashtag resistance. They're both like...
I didn't know they were Bitcoin.
They're both like very small but very muscular.
Mm.
These two, like, I don't know if they're twins, but they're brothers. They're guys who are just like all like, you know, basically like take news stories and then just like repost them and then say, boom, you know, retweet if you support Robert Mueller. They have a book out that we're going to talk about in a second. But, you know, there's like two of the more prominent guys who, like, their whole deal is just like scamming people in one way or another. Like, you're waiting for when they're going to start asking for money.
And before all the Trump stuff happened, they ran just converted their old, like, Justin Bieber fan account to, like, become
really?
A resistance one. Yeah.
That's what they used to be?
I guess.
The Bieber people?
The Twitter accounts were, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm assuming also just to make money, right?
Yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, they just say stuff like, truth, you know, and, you know, truth isn't truth. Retweet if truth is truth. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, they.
I liked your description of them as small but very muscular.
Well, they all. Well,
I feel like there's a specific energy that, like, ripped tiny guys have.
Yeah.
That I feel like they exude even through
just
the internet.
Just those, like, oh man.
Well, there's a
I love a ripped sense tiny of guy.
Ripped tiny man is like a very intense experience.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's a sense that the world isn't fair because, like, I can't put on enough any muscle that makes me taller.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually don't know if they're that small, but they look small to me, so I'm just gonna stick with it. I don't have like nothing for scale. I need like a Michael Jordan standee for scale here. So basically, they had this book. For kids, because kids love reading about
kids love the Krasenstein
the Russia collusion stuff.
Yeah,
and how do I talk to my kids about Russia?
Yeah, so it's called the book, which is in previews now. It's not out yet, but I'm sure you can order it somewhere.
You preview a children's book. So
eight
words.
How the people trumped Ronald Plump.
Already fat shaming. Don't like it.
Also, just like
fuck that.
Whatever.
Also, we didn't.
Yeah, we have
he won. Yeah, well, now our life is
he's
hell.
He's the president.
They posted an image from the end of it, and it's a little landscape with, like, office buildings, and there's a picture. Have you seen the picture? Have you guys?
I have not.
I've seen it.
So this is supposed to be Robert Mueller.
and he is dressed like a Chippendale dancer.
That's correct. Yeah. That's exactly what we're going to get to that in a second. So he's wearing his...
I like it because it's like a liberal Ben Garrison cartoon.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
He's wearing, like, slacks, and he's shirtless but, like, insanely muscular, and he still has a collar and tie on. It looks like a long tie, not a bow tie. And he's making, like, a weird face and kind of looking up into the sky like he's
very just.
Yes. And he might as well have a cape flung behind him. And setting aside how weird it is that you would let your, like, this, like, G-man, you know, guy, like, is your, like, this guy's like a superhero. He's like he's like an old man. He was in good shape when he was younger, or whatever. He still has, like, a square jaw. But somebody, I believe it was, Lachlan. I don't know his last name, but he's a reporter from the Daily Beast. Quote tweeted the image and said, post the image and said, why is Robert Mueller a Chippendale in this children's book? And Krasenstein's got a little fired up and responded.
Do they
imagine
have
them just
kids?
Like slapping.
They do,
yeah,
right?
They do.
So okay, that's part of it. Like, I just imagine they get fired up just like slapping each other in the side, like over and over. You know, like how football players get each other pumped up, like hitting the helmet.
Yes.
They're just doing that in front of two like twin laptops with Twitter open on them.
They tweet from matching lazy boys.
If you divide their room down the middle, it's like exact mirror image, and they get up at the same time and like sit up out of bed and then rotate onto their laptops and tweet.
And they definitely share a room.
Yeah, yeah.
But they also are married.
And one big glass of water.
Right. But well, it's like Big Love.
Yeah.
Where they have like the separate, they have like a house on each side for their families, but their house is in the middle.
Yeah.
And they,
it's like when people have separate beds, but they both sleep in the same room and their wives both sleep in a different room.
But they're not houses. Yeah. They're like shoes, like the little old woman who lived in a shoe.
Yeah, because they're small.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Ed, there's Ed and Brian. Okay. Ed has sunglasses. Brian does not. That's the avatar.
Permanently sunglasses.
Got it.
So Brian immediately responded with a quote tweet. "I'm not afraid to let my son see men without shirts on. Are you?"
Interesting comeback choice.
Very, very strange. And then the next follow-up is, here are some other cartoon character men without shirts.
that I know off the top of my head.
Right. And then Ed claimed that the Tractors were calling their project a fetish picture book, which is something that no one said.
Of course not.
But Ed then continued the thing, and he said, "I love how people are trying to attack us for including a muscular superhero in our kids' book, saying it's a fetish picture book. I guess it's wrong for the Hulk, He-Man, and Ninja Turtles to all be muscular heroes, too."
Also, Ninja Turtles aren't, like, really muscular.
Yeah, they are.
They just have, like, yeah, but it's shell.
As turtles
no,
go.
No, they're ripped.
They got big arms.
Are they shell? They're ripped.
They have powerful legs.
Ninja Turtles are, like, some of the most
also,
ripped.
Also, I think that I remember... that one of the like kid like buff things he references is Tony the Tiger on
not particularly
Frosted Flakes.
Not something I would recommend as
but
buff.
Also it's like so strange. It's like I don't think anyone has ever like thought about the fact that I guess Tony the Tiger is pretty buff. It's so like,
I also
weird
haven't...
to look at Tony the Tiger and be like, is this
well the muscles are under
buff?
The fur, but he's
the...
shaped like he's
yeah
shaped
he's
like
got
like
a triangle.
I also haven't thought about the fact that Tony the Tiger is nude.
Yeah, but he's a tiger.
I know, but it's like, well, what about this shirtless hero? It's like, well, he's a tiger. He's not.
You can see his balls and ass.
You can see his
yeah,
ass
it's like
balls.
Posting Donald Duck because it's like, it's the same Mueller picture, but his dick is out and he's only wearing a suit jacket.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry.
Like a really strong,
I'm not. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to let my son see a hero, Porky Pig, in it.
Yeah, we should at them when we post this episode just so we can get some buzz.
So the guys he posted were Logan, Wolverine.
Sure.
He-Man.
All people I'd compare to Robert
the
Miller.
The Hulk. And Aladdin.
Also, the Hulk has a shirt on. He breaks out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys
Bruce
all
Banner
have,
has a shirt on.
These guys all have some shirting on. Aladdin wears that vest. Anyway,
Aladdin's
so,
not buff. Aladdin's just like wiry.
Yeah.
So it didn't end there.
He's very toned.
Then Ed Krasenstein said, "Oh look,
he doesn't eat his
here's a photo
bread.
Of myself, Brian, without our shirts on, and God forbid my son is there too." And so it's the two of them like in like a, standing next to a kayak or a canoe, with their shirts off, and the kids sitting there with like a vest.
At what point
it's
do you
like,
have someone in your life be like, "You are so mad you're posting pictures of your child around shirtless men to prove a point"?
I mean, posting a shirtless
settle
picture,
down.
Posting a shirtless picture in general is like, this probably is because you're mad.
There also is a weird thing of the picture that when you see it, it's like, it has this vibe of like clearly not for the benefit of the kid. Like, because the kid's like not looking
like
at the camera.
It's like not a picture of the kid.
It's not
a
like a
them.
Picture for an album. It's
like a
picture of them
mean.
Being like ripped and then their kid is like in it.
Yeah.
And then
crop it out for like a Tinder picture when you like cheat on your wife.
Yeah, we're like, not my kid.
Yeah. Oh, it's my nephew.
And then in reply to the shirtless canoe one, "I guess this photo of at Barack Obama should be prohibited from kids too, right, Lachlan?" And that's like a picture of Obama on the beach. It's like, what is the gotcha here?
Yeah.
Like, I guess you don't like shirtless black presidents. It's like, what?
Yeah. Should I not be repeatedly showing this picture of Barack Obama? Yeah. Probably not.
Should this
Why?
Poster be on, not be on my kid's wall? It's like, I don't know, man.
Maybe you had
I mean,
different picture.
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's weird.
It's like, I don't know. How old's your kid? I mean, it's probably weird if he's under, like, 12. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like
it's more your choice at that point.
It's like one of those people who's like, it's legal for me to not wear shoes in public. Yeah. It's like, I guess? Like, but why? Why is this a thing you care about?
So then eventually they were like making comments about like, you know, does at the Daily Beast like approve of this? Like, because apparently they were claiming that somebody cropped the picture to make it look like there was like some, but like it was just a picture of the kid in the boat and the guy standing next to the boat, but his back was kind of turned sideways towards the kid, and it looked like they're like, oh, looks like we're pedophiles. It's like, what? Does it? Like, you're reading a lot into this.
Yeah. I thought you were the ones who thought this was all totally normal. Why are you saying this is pedophile?
Oh,
shit,
wow.
Now?
Well, you cropped the photo and now it looks like a pedophile.
Now that I look closer at this picture.
You did not alter this photo in any way except to exclude some information. And now.
Yeah, you pointed out how weird my photo is. I'm mad.
So I guess they dialed back the get the guy fired thing. And they.
We're going to start beef with them.
And they said, well, I think the one with the sunglasses follows me. Maybe not anymore after this.
I'm going to tag them and go, we discuss the Krasenstein's
fetish
picture book on our podcast. So alleged fetish picture book.
My wife is in tears over this today earlier.
No, your wife is in tears about a whole other thing.
My son should not
be
brought into this. You posted a picture of your son. Nobody else put your son in this situation. Literally said, why does Bob Mueller look like a Chippendale? Because my son should be able to. It's like, you were the first one to say the word son. Yeah. I don't think anyone even knows you have kids.
Yeah.
Or if they do, again, it's because you told them. So,
I like the idea of his wife just sobbing because she's realized, like, what she's married.
Right.
And then he's like, yeah, I'm upset about it too. Like,
she's crying.
You think
because...
she's crying about this? And she's just like, no,
I really want you to stop posting pictures of our son.
I just
want to
move home.
He's always on his phone. I haven't talked to him.
My wife is so upset about this that she went to her mother's for a week.
She went on another vacation with her yoga instructor.
She really needs to de-stress because of this.
Too many. Yeah. I guess that little debacle is over, but... watch out, those guys. They'll get you, and presumably some of their legions of weirdo fans will also come after you. I would imagine.
Oh wow, I gotta read the supportive replies to this insanity. I bet it's great.
Yeah, well, I think he deleted all the.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
This was not the best tack to take.
Oh well. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like your son being around shirtless men? It's like I don't know.
What?
Like, what are we talking about here?
I guess that's fine, but I don't know why this is. A thing you're talking about.
It's also such a good classic, like, dumb idiot grift, because, like, there's no end game. It's like, I guess the book is it.
Yeah,
I don't know. But
and they got publicity for the book, I guess. So, but if you're the kind of person who's reading about that was...
They're raising awareness of how ripped they are.
Right. And they're, you know, like, I do this for my... I post all day for my family, okay? That's why I do this.
Yeah,
they're the ones
amazing.
Who are like, this is
people ask
activism,
why I post.
Right.
Yeah. No, there's like a literal one where it's like, people ask me why I post. I do it for my children. It's like they just took a slogan off like POW MIA shirt and changed it to say posting. Like, this is why I fight. Like,
posters are the real heroes.
Yeah.
We all know this.
That's definitely the policy of this podcast.
Yeah, post or die.
Yeah. So look, no shirtless men or not, I don't know. Keep your ass and balls out of the hot water.
Don't dip.
Those are the two big takeaways.
Yeah, the messages
from this week. So yeah, I guess that's it. Plugs, I don't really think I do have. So first of all, the usual stuff, patreon.com/wordoftimepod. Hit us a review on iTunes if you want. Those are the two main things I always say. We're on all the social media stuff at What a Time Pod. And What a Time Podcast at Gmail. Let us know how you get in the bath if you want. I don't know why.
Please
you
don't.
Want. Well, you know. Send it to Cass email.
No, please don't. Please don't tell me.
Other than that, we got Karma this Friday. Like we said, our pal Grant Gordon's going to be in town. I'm going to be out in Fairfield, Connecticut Saturday night. Going back to the old stomping grounds. Going to be at the Fairfield Comedy Club. Nathan McIntosh, who's a very funny comic, is going to be the headliner for these 7 and 9 shows. He's probably going to yell a lot, and it's going to be really funny. It's a cool place. It's in the Circle Hotel in Fairfield, and it's BYOB. So you don't have to have the drink minimum or anything like that, and you can get as drunk as you want as long as you presumably drive yourself home. Just kidding. And
I was like, that was the wrong order. Yeah. Like, don't drive yourself home.
And if you want to get tickets in advance, go to fairfieldcomedyclub.com. And I think It should be live now. The promo code is Patty Mo, my username thing. Should get you reduced price tickets. So if you're around in Connecticut, come check it out.
I am Kath Barbadoro on everything. I have two other podcasts, WrestleSplania and Lie, Cheat, and Steal, if you like professional wrestling or scams. Two very related topics. I also have a bunch of shows coming up. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, Wednesday, I have a show tonight at Union Hall called Dark Spots, where everybody's doing like weird dark jokes. So that'll be really fun. That's at 8 p.m. Let's come out to that, Union Hall. Tomorrow, I have a show at Littlefield called Live from Snackland, which sounds real fun to me, and apparently people really like it. I don't know how it's going to go, but apparently during all of the comedy, people are going to be doing a cooking demonstration on stage, and they're making vegan pizza. So come to Littlefield for that, also at 8 p.m. And then I have a show that is an anti-ICE benefit. I think the money's going to races, but I'm not sure exactly where.
Money's going to racists?
Racists, yes. Okay. Races, R-A-I-C-E-S. So
you're going to racism.
Yes.
We're going to raisins. We're going to buy raisins.
We're going to buy so many raisins for ICE agents.
They're bringing back the California raisins.
Yeah.
We're going to make a lot of raisin cookies and tell ICE agents that they're chocolate chip cookies and ruin their day.
Oh, fuck them over. But yeah, that is the 29th at 9:30 at the Pit, and it should be fun.
Hey, it's me. No, I don't really have anything outside of Karma coming up in the near future, but I am going to be in Chicago. The week, like the 12th, 13th, 14th, I don't have specific shows set up yet, but I'm hoping to set some up. So if you're a Chicago fan, come out to, once I know more, I'll say that on the pod, but, I'm hoping to do some shows while I'm out there, and have a good day.
Hey, yeah. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.